Well, praise the Lord. Glad to be here with you again this morning. We're going to open our Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. We'll start. Just encourage you to remember those prayer requests that were made, struggles others are going through. Be ever mindful of them. Let's go, Lord, in prayer. Our Father, we come before you and we thank you for your goodness and for your mercy. We thank you for Jesus and what he's done for us. Lord, we just again thank you for all that you do. Lord, we pray that you would be with our brothers in Mexico, Lord, as they're sick. Help them, Lord, to have courage, to have faith and peace and rest, that all things are in your hand. Pray for Junior's family, Lord. Just ask them to, Lord, that they might look to you. God, again, we just thank you for all that you do for us. Fill us with your Spirit. Give us wisdom. Lord, open our hearts and minds to your will and your word. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I want to just read the first verse or two. It says, "Be imitators of me, just as I also am of Christ. Now I praise you, because you remember me in everything and hold firmly to the traditions as I delivered them to you." That's what I want to kind of base what I'm talking about this morning, is to be imitators of me, just as I also am of Christ. The thing I want to talk about or bring out about this, about being an imitator, is that someone is watching you. It doesn't matter who you are. As soon as we're old enough to be in some kind of position above someone, or old enough to be older than someone, or big enough to be bigger than someone, someone is watching you. And what I want to talk about this morning is the responsibility that you have of being an influence over someone else. Someone is watching. Jesus lived this life. I heard the little song, just as the sun went down, it talked about how he was mocked by the multitudes. He was crucified. And the Son of God stood every test. And it's just a real blessing of how Christ, as an example, no matter what he went through, he stood every test and was faithful. And that's just such a blessing that we have someone as an example that we can look to. Paul said, "Be an imitator of me as I also am of Christ." And then and it says that the one who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk the same manner as he walked. We're given these encouragements and examples of Christ and how he is our example. And I wanted to talk about that this morning as someone that is an influence. Sometimes we think that, well, nobody's paying any attention to me. Nobody's watching me. But somebody is watching me. It doesn't matter how little you think you are. I mean, sometimes the low person is the one being watched. The Bible tells of the proverb of, "Go to the ants, thou sluggard." The little ant is able to be an influence upon a man. Ants don't even think about people. All they're concerned about is taking care of what's right in front of them, doing their business. And yet, they, as small as they are, can be an influence to a man. There's a proverb written about them even, that they're so influential that the lazy person should go to the ant and learn some lessons from it. We're all influenced. We can all be an influence, no matter how lowly we are, no matter how unimportant we may think. Somebody's watching us. Somebody's watching us. When I think of fathers being an influence over their children, you know, I just want to challenge you, encourage you. Your children are watching you. The little thing, the little saying says there's more caught than taught. You know, a lot of times we think because we're teaching right, or we're saying the right things, or we put on the right performance when everybody else is around. What I want to have you look at, have you focus, is that is, what do your children see whenever the brethren aren't around? Oh, you're not going to be sinning. You're not going to be doing any great thing. But how do you act when the brethren are around? What kind of attitude do you have whenever it's just your family, just your children? What do they see? You see, your children can see the performance that you put on, and they learn how to do that. They learn how that we act a little different when we're around everybody else. It's a little different. Well, children catch that. And they learn. Well, oh, that's how we do it. We got to be different when everybody else is around. I'm not talking about just problems once in a while that we all have. We don't just want to be completely we just don't have to tell everybody everything that we're doing. But there is, what I'm talking about is a whole different attitude whenever others are watching. Are we different? Or are we who we are? Are we just grumpy all the time whenever we're just with our family? Are we just grouchy? Always just complaining, nothing's going on, but then one of the brothers shows up, and oh, just big smile and all happy and just cheerful and being able to be a friendly face. Then they leave, and pretty soon you're just back to the same old grump that you was before their brother showed up. What do you think your children are seeing? That you can put on a pretty face. If we're wanting our children to learn how to be happy, we need to show them happy when nobody else is watching. You know, we talked about faith. Do your children, do the people that are watching you, see your faith? Or do they just see a performance of your faith? You know, to trust the Lord. To trust the Lord is to be able to give Him your life and what happens in it. And it's so easy for us to put on a big old show of faith whenever other people are around. But what do our children see? Our mothers, our fathers, the older brothers? Do they see someone that actually just trusts God in their life? Or do they just see someone religious? Someone's watching. They're watching. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. The Lord sees us all the time. And it takes faith to live that way, to be that way. And I'm not talking about just, like I said, getting a little upset and having to scold the children. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm just talking the general attitude. Maybe you got upset the children, you've told them and told them and told them, and you get up a little more upset than you should. That's not what I'm talking about. That's the way we all do. I'm talking about the general attitude of your life. Do they see us as a happy person? Or do they see us as an angry person until one of the brothers show up? You know, it's hard for children. They're looking to their parents. They're commanded to trust them. And it causes the dilemma in their souls and the struggle sometimes to have to question their parents and still love them and still overcome their faults. Just makes it more difficult. It's a stumbling block to them sometimes. Not that you can't overcome it. Not that it's a free ticket for you to be the same way. But it's a stumbling block. It makes it harder for our children. But you're still responsible, children. Young people, little children, you're still responsible for your own actions, no matter how bad someone above you may act or how your role model is supposed to act that falls short. You're still responsible for your own actions. What do they see? Do they see trustworthiness, dependability, faithfulness? Is that what the children are seeing? You know, whenever we're supposed to be doing something or taking care of something, and we're slacking on that, what are we telling our children about how we're supposed to take care of things? When they see us neglecting, pushing aside things that we're supposed to be doing, you know, even being somewhere on time, what are we teaching our children about things like that? You know, we can talk all we want, but whenever they're living this life, it's hard for them to hear anything that we're saying. You wonder why the children don't hear you sometimes? Why they're not, seems like they're not listening? You can just talk and talk and talk till they're blue in the face. Sometimes they're just a little dense, but a lot of times it's because they hear you, but they also see you. Don't you think that makes it a little harder to penetrate? They're know-it-all heads sometimes. Because they can see better than they can hear. You know, we can talk about tolerance, patience, mercy when we're around the brethren. But is that how we are when we're around our children? Are we demanding, impatient, intolerant? Just want us to look at ourselves. Like I said, they see more than they hear. They learn more with their eyes than they do with their ears. Do they see your faith? Or do they see your conscience? What are you talking about there? Do they see your faith or do they see your conscience? You know, we're living in a time. It's one of the brethren were talking about this, about, you know, you go into a place and there's big signs about you're supposed to wear a mask or you're supposed to do something that everybody else has done. People look at you if you don't wear one just right. And they try to shame you into doing something. Because they try to put a moral attitude on it. And so it makes us feel guilty sometimes. Are we living by our emotions, our feelings, or are we living by our principles? Nobody wants to get anybody else sick, and we do anything we can to keep from getting someone else sick. But the modern idea is if you wear a mask, nobody will get sick anymore. And so if you don't wear one, oh, you're going to make people sick. So people try to shame you into it. They apply to your conscience. So sometimes we're influenced by the things around us instead of being guided by the principles. That's what they see. Do we want to teach our children that they're going to be just influenced by their emotions and feelings and we need to jump and do everything that because of or are they guided by our principles of being like Jesus? Look at yourself. Do you want those following you to be like you? I don't think anybody's just, oh yeah, I want everybody to be. I don't think anybody's in that boat. But it would do us good to just analyze that thought for ourselves. You know, we might want them following our religion. We might want to follow them the way we go to church and the way we do things. But are the things that we like to see in them, the things that we're doing that are examples towards that? Or are we given a confusing message? You know, if we see some of these characteristics in our children, about them being lazy. We don't like that. If we see our children and they're just grumpy all the time, is that the way you want to see your children? You want to see them grouchy all the time? Until somebody comes along with a toy in their hand and then they get all big smiles and everything's happy. Until they're getting their way and then everything's great. Is that the way we want to see our children? See, there's more to it than just teaching a few rules and a few things to live by. If we want honest children, happy children, faithful children, dependable children, good children, just when everybody else is watching, or do we want them to be that way all the time? We want them to be that way because that's what we are and we want to be. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not talking about getting a little too upset once in a while because they don't do something right. I'm talking about the general attitude of your life. May the Lord help us to examine ourselves that we may be able to say like Paul, follow me as I follow Christ. What do we want our children? What do we want for our children? Follow me as I follow Christ? Follow me as someone that really follows Christ. Sometimes if they follow us the way we follow Christ, God help us all. May the Lord add His blessings. Do you want to have anything you want to share?
I've heard it said that a good way to be an example is to examine the mirror, what you see in that, what you display to everyone else. Thought for me
is
that I could not expect my children to be any better than I am.
Right.
They probably won't be. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about, often I've said to my children about a few times in the year, I've said, I want you to be everything I am and way more. And but I wonder
be high, my soul in the blood of the Lord. We're When I've gone And then all your joys that await me, when I've gone the last mile of the way. I am looking for the city built of God, where the many mansions be. I am walking now the path that Jesus trod, and his face I soon shall see. Oh, the glory gates are ever open wide, inviting the world to come. Oh, the glory gates are ever open wide to welcome the weary home. Through the valley of the shadow I may go, but his grace shall be my stay. Though the path be dark and dangerous, I know he will guide me all the way. Oh, the glory gates are ever open wide, inviting the world to come. Oh, the glory gates are ever open wide to welcome the weary home. 'Tis the glory now that fills and thrills my soul as I walk the narrow way. I am looking for dawn that shall rise in endless day. Oh, the glory gates are ever open wide, inviting the world to come. Oh, the glory gates are ever open wide to kingdom of the Lord. I will work, I will pray in the vineyard of the Lord. I will work, I will pray, I will labor every day in the vineyard. Peace and love in the kingdom of the Lord.